Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Be glorified, be honored, be praised. Father, breathe upon your word and let not one person live here the same. In Jesus' name. Let's remain standing and read Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 all the way to verse 8. One, two, go. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee, the forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Shout the loudest, amen. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all day from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as the cloud and as the doves to their windows? Somebody is about to fly, say loud, amen. Somebody is taking off from the ground level, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. One of the things that God showed us will happen to us in 2023 is financial supplies explosion. Anybody who believes that, say aloud, amen. That first sister testified and said that she got a kind of favor that she has never gotten all her life. That is, nobody gives her anything this year. Something just entered her hand. The other brother who testified just joined this commission from Lagos in November. And this is January. And supplies had exploded. Somebody, I'd like you to get ready. The kind of money you haven't seen all your life. This year, you shall see it. Not for the purpose of materialism, for the purpose of kingdom impact, for the purpose of evangelism, for the purpose of discipleship, for the purpose of church planting, for the purpose of imparting the poor, the less privileged, for charity's purpose. Hear me. The kind of resources we have never seen shall explode this year. There is a supernatural wealth mantle that is dropped for us as a commission already this year. You believe that? Shall the loudest, amen. He said the abundance of the sea shall be converted to you. The forces of the Gentiles, the forces, the kail, the wealth of the Gentiles shall be converted to you. If you are ready for that, say aloud, amen. Some of us here, as you become very faithful to God, He will give you enough resources that is bigger than the resources of everybody in your community. For evangelism, for discipleship, for church planting, for ministry to the orphans, the widows, the less privileged, for impacting a generation. Anybody who believes that, shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor and say, God is ready. Are you ready? Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Four channels in which, so is financial supplies explosion. And our objective just this slight teaching is to see the channels of supernatural financial explosion, supernatural supplies explosion, or financial supplies explosion. To see the channels that God will bring them. And then number two, to see the secrets of financial supplies explosion. The first one is access to the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. How does God want his people to see the explosion that he wants to give? By causing them to access the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. According to Isaiah chapter 45 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3. He said, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings to open before him the two-leaved gates. And the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. Can somebody at least say amen? And I will break in pieces the gates of brass. And cut in sunder the bars of iron. And after that, I will give you the treasures of darkness. And the hidden riches of secret places. That you may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, I am the God of Israel. Somebody shout a loud amen. Riches that are treasures that are under the cover of darkness are riches that are hidden. Others have not seen it. It is there, but nobody is aware. God just uncovers it. One man who is under the discipleship and coverage of this ministry went into a country and stepped into their lithium deposit. Anybody know lithium deposit? It's bigger than crude oil. After they have transferred and done the deal with him, then the eyes of the people opened and say, wait a minute. What have we just done? Who is this man? Where is he from? And he's not from that country. Treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. He sent me a message today. He's on his way to visit the mine. Treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. Somebody get ready. What has been there that people are not aware? By the time you get it, then they'll be wondering, where were we looking? Hey! I prophesy it upon your life. I prophesy it upon this commission. I prophesy it upon everybody connected and related. Shout the loudest, amen! Somebody contacted me today. And he said he was given a property deal that is bigger than the whole of Garimpa Estate. Today, I said, how? What is the condition? He explained it. I said, please explain it well. Treasures of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. Number two, our way of access is access to the clothing of divine favor. God just God places something on you that turns you into a magnet. A magnet of resources, a magnet of supplies. Psalm 44 and in verse 3, he said, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. So favor delivered to them massive properties. Deuteronomy 33:23. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. Full of favor means possession. Somebody here, the kind of favor that will blow your mind, God will place it upon you today. Massive favor is coming upon Dunamis as a commission. As a commission, as a commission. And everybody within the cover of that commission will see favor like never before. And favor upon our nation. Shout the loudest amen. Access to the clothing of divine favor. Number three is access to divine inspiration, ideas, wisdom. Access to divine inspiration, ideas, wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23, 1 Kings 10, 23. And he said, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold, garments and armor and spices, horses and mules, erect year by year. Somebody say aloud, amen. God gave Solomon wisdom, and the wisdom gave Solomon wealth. It magnetized wealth. A young man met me yesterday, computer engineering, first class. And he said, I am wondering what God will do with my life. I say it's very, very easy. The world is in the information communication technology age. What can you do software-wise, in software engineering and development and otherwise, that can enhance and enlarge the kingdom? And what can you do? What can you invent? You are in that realm, you have a first-class mind, so you can have an inventor's mind. Most of the topmost billionaires in the world are social media and internet and information technology based. Am I communicating? Facebook, Twitter, just developed something, and then people are paying them. The young man, as if a light bulb exploded in his mind, opened his eyes, say, what? I said, yes. God can give you a strange idea, strange information. Witty invention that will profit the kingdom, enlighten the kingdom, and put massive resources in your hands. He went with that explosion. Am I communicating? Went to Houston and met two siblings, right? The same mother and brother and sister who invented an app that was worth about $4 million for a start. They are not 18 years yet. Under 20. They came all the way to attend the program in Houston. All the way from New York. When the app came, they called me and they said, we want you to be our mentor in this app. God gave us this wisdom. I think it was a research grant or startup capital or whatever that the government or whatever was valued and given at that million of dollars. They are not 20 years yet. Do you understand? I was talking with my children. I said, they invented an app. And one of them said, what app? I said, I am using that app currently. Are you the inventor? That is the kind of thing God wants to do with the body of Christ. So that wisdom is not in the hands of people who don't know God. Witty invention, witty ideas, creativity, inventiveness. You may not be in that field. You may not be in that realm. All of a sudden, God shows you a vision in the night, a dream, a revelation, something that will impact humanity, impact eternity, impact the kingdom. Like I said, impact always brings income. Hallelujah. That's a channel. That's a channel. A channel, the channel of wisdom, the channel of inspiration, the channel of ideas, the channel of wisdom. I prophesy to somebody here today. I declare wisdom is released. Ideas are released. Inspiration is released. You believe and shout the loudest. Amen. And number four is access to divine guidance and direction. That is God practically guiding you into the realm of resources. Luke chapter 5, it was one word that Peter heard in verse 4 of Luke chapter 5. And he heard, now when he had left speaking, he said unto him, Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Matthew chapter 17, verse 27. Jesus spoke to Peter to go to the sea and cast, not resenting lest we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and for thee. Take it. God speaking to you saying, this is direct now. Remove your money from here and put it here. Move your investment from here, move it here. This business is where your money is. Move there. This is what to do with your money. That is God specifically speaking to you because he knows where your provision is. Divine direction will lead you to divine provision. When you follow divine direction, you end with divine provision. Go to the brook. I have commanded a raven to feed you there. Divine direction, divine provision. Launch your net into the deep for a drought. Divine direction, divine provision. What do you have in your house? Nothing but a bowl of oil. Gather vessels and begin to pour. Divine direction, divine provision. I announce to someone here tonight, even tonight, overnight, your God, my God, will give you a direction that will usher you to massive provision. It will show you where your money is, and you will step in there and explode in finances. Shout the loudest, amen. What are the secrets? Who are the kind of people that God wants to empower? Secret number one is the God first mentality. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The God first mentality. Will you put God first in your life? God first in your expenditure? God first in all that you do? Will the devil know that God is first in your life, and God knows, and witches knows, and wizards knows, and everyone know? Then you are set to see resources you have not seen before. Number two is absolute surrender to divine direction. Absolute surrender. Lord, I'm not trying to achieve anything by myself. Achieve whatever you want to achieve through me. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1. Thus saith the Lord to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden. So he holds your hands. You surrender to him to hold your hands and lead you and guide you to where your resources are. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside still waters. He leads. If he leads you, he's going to lead you beside still waters and green pastures. So, submission, surrender to divine guidance. And number three, commitment to covenant practice. Commitment. Where you are committed to giving basic tithing, basic offerings, sacrifices. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. As long as the earth remaineth, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. If you don't know what it means to tithe, renew your practice of tithing this year, so that you don't watch others explode and you are wondering, but we are in the same church. It is not something you do occasionally. It is something you do tenaciously. Myself, I cannot remember forgetting to tithe in the last 37 years. Since the year of 1986, from pocket money in the high institution to any money, consistently by his message for 37 years. I wasn't a pastor. I was not planning to be a pastor before I began to tithe. I only saw it in the scripture, and it worked for me, and it's still working. For me, for the church. This practice, this commitment to the practice of the covenant in tithing, in giving, will explode your life. It's a new day for you. Somebody say amen. It's a new day for you. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, stand on your feet and shout the loud most amen. Will you lift up your hands and lift up your voice and begin to appreciate God, honor him, adore him, worship him, glorify him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Something is happening. You receive something today. It's changing your life. Let's go.
In the name of Jesus, we are praying. We shall be thanking God for his goodness and mercies for our life, health, and strength on this ninth day of the fast. Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Lift up your voice and pray with me. Say, Father, thank you for your goodness and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength on this ninth day of the fast. To you alone be all the praise. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you for health and strength on this ninth day of the fast. To you alone be all the praise. Oh, Lord,
Received so far in the course of this verse. We read from the book of Psalm 103, verse 1 to 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you
for the help, strength,
mercy,
receive so far
in the course of the fast.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the testimony,
breakthroughs,
and victories.
So far received.
For you alone.
Be all the praise.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Father,
thank you
for the help,
strength,
and mercy.
Receive so far
in the course of the fast.
Thank you, Lord.
For the testimony,
breakthroughs,
and victories.
So far received.
For you alone.
Be all the praise.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Shut the fuck up! Let the poor independent received somewhere in the court of the past. In shifting period. Repet from Pale.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. We're going to be thanking God for supernatural supplies explosion in 2023, while we also pray for access to the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Isaiah chapter 45 from verse 1 to 3. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I am holding, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father,
thank you
for your promise
of supernatural
supplies
and
explosion in 2023.
I ask, Lord,
that you will grant me
access
to the treasures
of darkness
and the hidden riches
of secret places
in this season. In the name of Jesus.
Repeat
after me. Say, Father, thank you.
Thank you.
For your promise,
of supernatural
supplies explosion
in 2023.
I ask, Lord, that you will grant me
access
to the treasures
of darkness
and the hidden riches
of secret places
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Irahila barata nania, ikarwa nikelete ti, irala barosa ta barata, eprate zelete repada, raya la bada la bada gada, ikala bada la bada gada, izia la bada gada, erala bada gada, irabala bada gada, erabala bada gada, iregelegedia, erabala bada, ikana la bada, eleberegedia, erabala gada, erabala bada, ilegedegedia, erabala gazia, epaparina, raya la bada yada, ipanana la bada. Ralite Zetea, Icazua Zetina, and the Berenabenio, Paruazatia Tata, and Gigele Beredua, Paratata Paradia, and Pratezetole Parata, Icate Zetia, and Copa Parazata, Giamata, and Rebeleke Zegadia, and Rabala Manana, Icazosa Tela Parada, Rayana Manana, Icaze Peredia, and Papilla Nalada, Rayana Mana, Icana Manado. Father, we thank you for supernatural supplies and explosion this year 2023. Father, we make demand for access to the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Father, wherever our blessings, our favor, our breakthrough are hidden, Father, expose and release them for us in 2023. In the name of Jesus, it's Shayata, it's the Ananamanana, it's the Ananamanana. Lead us to a place of victory. Show us the treasures of darkness.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We'll be making demand on God's clothing of divine. In Psalm 44, verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither their own arm saved them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Lift up your voice and say, Father,
Father,
thank you for your promise,
of
supernatural,
supplies
explosion. In
2023,
I ask, Lord, for your clothing,
of
divine favor,
that will grant me
access to my possession in this season.
Lord,
in Jesus' name, again, Father, thank you.
For your promise,
of supernatural, supplies explosion.
In
2023,
I ask,
Lord,
for your clothing
of divine favor
that will grant me
access
to my possession
in this
season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Shala, 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 Shala,
thank you, Lord, for your promise of supernatural supplies explosion in 2023. I ask, Lord, for your clothing of divine favor that will grant me access to my possession in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for your promise of supernatural supplies explosion in 2023. I ask, Lord, for your clothing of divine favor that will grant me access to my possession in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Oh Lord, let your clothing of divine favor now come right in a barrier to our possession in Kapalaya, Eshalander, Elaboratia, and the Veranda Venetia, Nicopalata, and the Sidia, Assyria, the Matano, the Peradaya, I am Copetana, Eshani Kamatia, the Predatado.
Shout aloud, amen. 1 Kings chapter 10 and in verse 23. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Lift up your voice and say, Father,
Father,
thank you
for your promise
of supernatural supplies explosion. In 2023, I ask, Lord, for the baptism of divine inspiration. ideas, and wisdom to access my portion in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, thank you for your promise of supernatural supplies explosion in 2023. I ask, Lord, for the baptism of divine inspiration, ideas, and wisdom to access my portion in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice.
Father, thank you for your promise of supernatural supplies explosion in 2023. I ask, Lord, for the baptism of divine inspiration, divine ideas, and wisdom to access my portion in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your promise of supernatural supplies explosion in 2023. I ask, Lord, for the baptism of divine inspiration, divine ideas, divine wisdom to access my portion in this season, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In order to take full delivery of all that is Tonight, in this season, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice.
Father, thank you for your promise of supernatural supplies explosion in 2023. I ask, Lord, for access to your guidance and direction in order to take full delivery of all that is mine in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you for your promise of supernatural supplies explosion in 2023. I ask, Lord, for access to your guidance and direction in order to take full delivery of all that is mine in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your promise of supernatural supplies explosion in 2023. I ask, Lord, for access to your guidance and direction in order to take full delivery of all that is mine in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your promise of supernatural supplies explosion in 2023. I ask, Lord, for access to your guidance and direction in order to take full delivery of all that is mine in this season, Lord. Precious name. The Lord has heard us and he has also answered us. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
let the wealth,
let the wealth
of Nigeria,
of Nigeria
be manifested
in this season.
In the name of Jesus. Father, help us as a nation to step into our possession in this season. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. As a nation, help us to step into our possession. Into our possession. Into our possession. Into our possession. Jesus' precious name, the Lord has had and answered us in Jesus' name.